Okay, and we are recording.
Hey everybody, welcome to the detailed design meeting. Agenda. Last time we discussed the squishy foodiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that. And I think something come up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we use and what kind of chip would be necessary. So for the beginning of the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs, so we'll take a look at that and see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. So actually, you guys are doing a prototype presentation.
Okay, well, so our design looks something like this. And this being the wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. There's a button, serves as the power button if you hold it down, and you just tap on it, I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy, spongy, rubbery feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to the suit your living room or whatever.
And you can change the vegetable.
Yeah, you can change the vegetable.
Is that broccoli?
It's one broccoli. So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale, because it had the battery inside it. So you do mango. It's trendy fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit. So you don't have orange, you have mango. Like a strawberry is not as trendy.
It's very bright strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs for the remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them because they'll make them switch them up.
It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-holdable and that the user can use it. You know, it's not too big. But we think that it's just, you know, the size will be okay. And we will have to fit the battery case in there somehow. And I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was their design yet, actually, would be the thing with the locator. How that, so
the locator is just a chip that's inside of it.
Okay, so that's just.
And the beeper is also inside of it too, somewhere.
So you have to have a button on your, you have to attach the button to the.
Yeah, we didn't use our that.
Yeah, you have that, that makes it.
But it would be coordinated with that.
Don't you have? Okay, that got one match the hand, so.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli. Mango.
If you want to look in your project documents folder, there's an Excel spreadsheet. All the ones in there, production costs. And if you open it up, I've just stuck the numbers in because they're real challenge there. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if this is something that has changed, I mean, we're deciding on batteries, and the regular chip will be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved or flat. I think that's what you have there. So for the plastic part, would be.
My impression was that flat meant like one of those square remotes. But it's really not very clear because you've got single curve and double curve, and
right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area just, I don't know, I guess we'd have to contact for the company that makes that, I'm not interested. So there's plastic for the area around the button, and then rubber would be the squishy like thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of special colors, actually. Scroll down to see anything that I've missed.
No, I think that's all of them.
Right, so that would make our total of 11.9, which is less than 12.5, which means we can make even more pop. And if we sold a lot of squishy things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Evaluation criteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got a presentation.
Sorry.
Okay. Alright, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. The method is, I've analysed the user requirements and integrated them into the trends found in marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. And the findings were that we needed to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, and this is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, it has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These are all things we looked at the start, and criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later, together to decide whether it meets the standards. And we have, therefore, in total, we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated. And basically the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. This is the table. Can you see this here?
Mm-hmm.
So the questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is 1 and false is 7. And we'll just go through each point. I think if each of us gives an opinion, then they can be mixed somehow. I don't know how it works, but I haven't been told.
Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own?
Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it meeting 3 minutes?
It's called Evaluation Criteria. And it's under Evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So it was,
so it's actually a scale.
Right, 1 is true. And
so
these are the questions we're answering.
Yes.
And one
if it's fancy, you put 1.
Right.
If it's really unfancy, it's
if it's somewhere in between, you put 4.
feel fancy.
He's so creative.
No.
There's no really good questions. The battery is easy to insert.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yes? Very, very true.
I imagine there's somewhere on the front we have little keys that you stick along.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand the whiteboard. To me, is it necessary?
I don't think so.
Or just
The marker had kind of stopped working.
Yeah.
I almost
I can
never do that. It unless you feel you need it.
Right, so 1.1. We're just gonna circle one. Five. Okay, so do we just sum it up in 1.54? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's four if you wanna do that.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's the exchange, that's four.
Oh no, that's the third one. 1.552.
Oh, I thought you said
1.552 is 13 out of a 4 for now. Yes. Next. 3. 6. 6. 2.
I wasn't cheating this one.
Right. 1.3 is.
So it's a 1 was 2 and 0 was false.
Yeah, okay.
So you guys really didn't like it?
I thought it was the other way around. It seems like you have all about the same thing.
Yeah, it was
1 is 1, 2, 0 points.
You know,
false is 7. I should have cut the table up.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Reverse them all. No problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad this came up.
I was like, why did you guys design it that way?
Yeah.
I know, you guys hated it.
Two.
2.1. think I missed two. Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah, I put it down as 1.4.
One point
really
four,
didn't.
1.5. Okay,
Okay,
right,
sorry.
That's I have two of them.
Sorry about that. 2.2, which is 1.5.
One.
3. Wait, what is the 3?
1.
I meant 1 on my 2.
3.1? Is that correct on my
yeah.
side? Yeah. 1.
2.1, 4.
Three.
1, 4, 3. 3, 3.2?
3.
3.
1. 3.3? 1.
1.
2.
4.1?
1.
2.
5.
2. 4.2?
2. 3.
4.
2 and 4.3.
2.
1.
2.
Right, so I've put 1 on 1. Okay, I'll just do the calculations now if you want to continue.
Okay.
Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No, no, that's, I think we should look at the ones that, like, where people said 4 and where, it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the rule.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have the slide? 3.1.
That was material.
Slideshow. Material, technologic innovative. Okay.
Mm.
Do you want to change of the suggestion?
Mm.
Which one is that again? Sorry, 3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it's 3.1 was not that good. 4.1.
Just the shape.
The shape. I think 4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining. That is it going to be the size, like the controller, or
the
bigger?
Mm-hmm. What if we just smash all the vegetables flat, and like then if you can hold it in your hand better.
I think the base would definitely be larger. Because some of these vanilla is easy to hold.
Yeah.
And smallish.
No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round, if it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why the remote control is that long, because
yeah.
you have the thumb kind of. So they can all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think this is comfortable to
yeah.
sit there. Like it's
but like
wrong
if
position.
You just squash them flat, like you leave it flat.
Also that stress ball stuff, that would be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think.
Yeah. And would it even resemble fruit that way? I mean.
No, like certain ones you'd have to look at the fruit selection. Like you could probably do a strawberry still.
Yeah.
I think the broccoli would be out. We do have that. Although the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say. Like.
Yeah, but I when you were holding
yeah,
that for it, actually.
That looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Are there any fruits that look like broccoli? Mm-hmm.
I wish I could make a rhubarb.
I think like broccoli is my favorite actually.
Mm.
It's quite thin.
I think
what if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could be whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber. Yeah,
okay.
like
so
just a
color,
print it,
not
yeah,
just
or
shape.
Color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we could even have fruit like around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. Just have the color match or something.
Yeah. And if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be. I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Because, yeah, no one wants to hold it. I don't know, some of them you can kind of see as like it could, if it was only this, you know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, this, the problem
mm-hmm.
is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So like maybe that's just too
well,
big
see, but
because
the reason the bathroom works is you can kinda hold it like that,
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is nice kind of.
Joystick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I
I
guess
mean, is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Cuz like
We
kind
can make
of
it that shape but just have different colors
Yeah,
built
yeah.
around the fruit.
And like
We
even
don't have a shape because we don't have
Or
clay
even
to play
like
with.
Yeah, like you said, like a joystick like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like we could do I'm trying to think other shape like fruits or
Cuz that, I think I mean that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
you still have the comfort of holding it like that. And you could like if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
part.
All right.
But I mean, if do we have any other ideas about that?
We could
And the critical ones came out to be Yeah, that one. Battery is easy to insert for some reason. Which can be easily then that's not a problem.
Batteries in
Can't
the
everyone do the other one though too?
in the back?
Yeah,
Yeah.
they thought it'd be either on the front or the side,
The
but
reason
maybe
I didn't give it a one, I think I gave it a three, because I thought you'd have to like
No.
clip no
I
you
imagine
didn't.
there'd be sort of a hatch
Just
door.
like any other one.
A normal
Yeah.
door.
Yeah.
So it'd probably be the No, it can't be in the front 'cause the other arms are there, maybe on one of the sides probably. I think everyone's in under three anyway. So that's those are the only two points. Cool. Well Yeah, the broccoli I guess wins.
Yeah, I'd agree with changing the shape.
I'm not just having fun making strawberries and stuff.
We get off task. So I can't think of any So we'll have to like Yeah, I don't know. We could make the touch pad in different shapes but then that kind of redesigns the whole project. Like you could do
Well,
like
that's just sort of annoying people to get used to having the buttons
Yeah,
in one
that's
shape.
true.
Yeah.
And it would probably cost more to produce
Yeah, that's
and
true.
it's gonna be more work.
Although having different colors is a lot cheaper than having different shapes too.
Yeah. Which is what printing might be, like just printing fruit on Well, we've done finance, evaluation control, production evaluation. So project evaluation.
You want this and I'll come up
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied we're Oh, it's all right.
Thanks a lot,
Yeah. Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity in sort of
Sure.
I did.
I mean, fruit and squishiness, how more creative
Sponginess.
can
The prototype making was very creatively stimulating and I think we've come up with a product that's fun and it's all creativity.
And how is our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap personally.
Well, you told us when to start and when to end and that's all that
Yeah.
matters.
I think you were fine.
I'm never gonna do a management position, I know that now. Yeah, I thought
Yeah,
we worked together.
it all sort of blended
Yeah,
quite
I think
well.
more than anything we didn't really have our set goals so much as we just be like
Yeah.
all over the
Very
place kind
democratic.
of. Yeah.
No spats, that was good. And the needs for like the materials we used, how convenient were they? Like the pens, the whiteboard, I mean,
Well, I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or any
Are you a
of this
Mac
stuff.
person?
No, I never touch Macs either. I just use the Unix or the off-market sort of Word Perfect and all these other things.
Which isn't very user friendly.
Well, the problem is if you don't, like, my new computer never has Word Perfect, so I have to go track someone down, and it has an old disk, and then I have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents, I can't use them. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's okay.
I felt like my, I don't know if it was just my role, but I felt that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but there was kind of, it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think I'm really doing here, so I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote all the notes instead. But yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint.
Yeah, I never use it.
I can't say I found everything particularly helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really, yeah.
The first bit of information was like this child's drawing picture, like how it works.
No, mine was really helpful, I think. My stuff was quite helpful.
I mean,
like
my
depends
problem.
On the role, no?
Yeah.
Because my problem was, you guys had access to, like, they'd send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't do that. So I didn't really know what you guys were doing, and then you were talking about it, it's just like, yeah, that's why I seem so ignorant when you're explaining things. It's like,
yeah, well, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me, like, you know, titanium costs more than
yeah.
in order to make a remote control than you wanted to.
But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole
system,
because of course they can't give you anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but well, I think it's interesting how it all went together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap and you have like the one too spongy. And
yeah.
Seems planned, you know?
Yeah, I kind of thought that, I felt like I would go and like try to use my information, or like I'd make this stupid little presentation, and then like, I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because, I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time. But,
Well, I mean, we really got into talking about, like, personal practicality. Like, it wasn't necessarily what was, like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess. You know?
Yeah,
so
I hadn't been told the fruitness.
But I think that it might be to see whether people actually all come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information? Or
yeah, like,
yeah.
If everyone's given the same input, I don't know. Anyway, what's next?
What did you guys think of the pens?
They're pretty cool.
I
kind of
start
to write with them.
Yeah. And I've forgotten once or twice to check the locks.
I tend to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using. It's like your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen and write.
Mm.
But I don't know.
And new ideas found?
Yeah, it's all very new.
I think I'd like to, like, it was, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy. I guess like, we just kind of have to, like, that.
Well, they drop off if we like them too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're.
I don't think we're supposed to be testing these microphones. Maybe we are. I don't know.
I think that all this technology, like, I guess some people must be interested in using it, but I can't imagine finding it any more useful than like looking at someone's notes.
Well, the thing is, like, I actually worked in a company and I had a role and I had to go to meetings, and like the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. We do have these meetings deliberately. There's really not that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like when you're actually at a real meeting in a real company.
Mm.
It's mostly like rehashing old stuff and just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's been on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
It's kind of like an excessive.
It seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in like one sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to watch like a 2-hour video with the sound and the transcript. And
guess I'm just mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful. A PETA.
Does anyone wanna talk about food more while we still have time? Any other ideas?
Well, we'll yeah, are we supposed to we're supposed to watch the poll? Are we ending?
We still have time if there's any other input. I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because, I mean, we all kind of agree that our product is satisfactory, it fits the budget, and it's trendy.
Amazing.
So I think that's all for today.
Okay, I've got to put in all this stuff. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
Yeah. I think I've learned not to bring Play-Doh to meetings.
I think it would be a good idea.
Not to get people actually paying attention, especially if they have food.
So I guess we're supposed to write final reports.
All of us?
I don't know.
I think 9.